This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, Pirate Society. Some people think anarchy is a good alternative to capitalism, but they're not clear about what that means, making it sound like everyone would live in harmony if they were just left alone. Caribbean pirates might be the best example of anarchy. Eat what you kill, sleep in the bed you made, everyone else can worry about themselves. But when a merchant ship ripe for looting is on the horizon, all hands on deck. Pirate society has a few downsides, however. All the women were prostitutes, and children grew up ignorant of producing anything but death and destruction. That kind of society would seemingly have a short half-life, and it did. Especially once the societies that had real governments that produced things that were on those galleons decided to do something about it. Still, if the inequality of capitalism is unbearable, it could be a good life stealing from and murdering people who actually produce something. On the downside, it doesn't seem likely that a pirate society could accomplish anything that required systematic organization like landing a man on the moon. Probably only capitalists or authoritarian governments like commies, fascists, or theists could do that. We should ask some smallies. For more, see my website at martinhash.com.